Just 3 days to go, and about half the population is worrying about what to do for Valentine's Day, while the other half doesn't understand what all the fuss is about. It's a difficult time for romantics and cynics alike. The avalanche of red hearts, chocolates, sentimental cards and expensive flowers that precedes Valentine's Day can turn your heart to mush or to stone. Valentine's Day began in the 1800s as a special day for lovers and would-be lovers. Things were very intense back then between women and men. You only have to read Jane Austen or Charlotte Bronte, or watch any one of a dozen historical romances on television, to appreciate the enormous importance attached to the intersection of money, love and marriage 150 years ago. We still attach enormous importance to money, love and marriage. These themes dominate television soap operas, the pop music scene and the huge romantic novel market. Never has love been so intensely promoted, and never has it been so difficult to find in real life. The problem is that romantic love takes time, and nobody has any time. This explains the enormous success of online dating services that cut through the tedious business of finding Mr. or Ms. Right and bring two hearts together electronically with a minimum of time wasted. Romantic love depended on suspense, distance, and mystery. Long courtships were common, often carried on by letter, and sex was only a remote fantasy. Now there's no suspense, no distance, and no mystery. Once the computer has brought them instantly together, lovers are as closely connected as any married couple. But we don't have problems with love just because of high-speed technology or our busy lives. We have problems because we don't know what it is anymore. Not only do women and men define love in different ways, but everybody defines it in different ways. You will love our burgers, says the fast food industry, and we're constantly invited to love cars, pop stars, smartphones and floor wax, among many other things. The president, during his campaign, liked to open his arms and say, "I love you people." Well, yes, I'm sure it's true, but love in the 21st century takes some strange forms. Because nobody understands love, if they ever did, it has been largely replaced by the term relationship, with a capital R. A relationship can be just about any affair that goes beyond a single night in a ski resort motel. A relationship is more like a contract, which everybody understands. You can ask, is it enforceable? Is it fair? Do I lose or gain by it? Such questions rarely occur to the heroes and heroines of romantic stories. The chilly, legalistic language of relationships makes one almost nostalgic for romantic love. The old-fashioned, uncontrollable, eternal kind that didn't fizz out like a cheap firework on February 15th, but lasted, if you were lucky, for the entire year. This is David Bouchier.